We'd like to talk about the mitzvah of tefillah. We'll begin with the Sefer HaChinuch in Taf Lamed Gimel, who counts the mitzvah of tefillah based on the pasuk in Parshas Ekev. Lavod Hashem Yisbarach b'tefillah b'chol yom, shenemar oso savod. V'nichpala mitzvah zu kama pa'amim, shenemar v'avadetem es Hashem elokeichem, v'oso savod u'lovdu b'chol avavchem. So the Sefer HaChinuch, which we'll soon see, is also the opinion of the Rambam, counts the mitzvah of davening every single day as a mitzvah d'oraisa, included in the Taryag, and it's based in the Sefri on the pasuk of Avoda. Avoda zui tfila. The Torah repeats itself numerous times to tell us that we have to serve Hashem. The Avoda itself is the Avdo Bechol of Avchem, Avoda Shebelev, Zui Tfila. And that's the opening Rambam in the Mishneh Torah, Hilchas Tfila, and of course in the Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah say, hey, Mitzvah Ben HaTorah Lispalel, Bechol Yom. The Rambam says that the minyan atfilah, so the amount of times that you have to daven each day, the times for tefillah, zman atfilah, matbeya, and also the nusach atfilah, all this is derabbanan. But the mitzvah itself, the obligation to daven daily, is doraisa. The Ramban, his hasagos on sefer mitzvahs, disagrees with the Rambam, and he holds that there's no chiyuv doraisa to daven on a daily basis. This would also seem to be Rashi Shita at the beginning of the third parak of Brachos, also on Daf Chof Amid Beis, and most poskim in the Magid Avraham and Simon Kuvav, Shagas Aryeh and Os Yudalid, seem to assume that the Ikar Halacha is like the Ramban, Tefillah is the Rabbanan. The Ramban proves this from a number of sugyos. Number one, from the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Chof Aleph, with regard to a Balkeri who reads Kriyat Shema and he recites the bracha on mazon after he eats. But the Eino Mispalel, in other words, the Takonas Ezra, which means that at the time of Ezra, a Balkeri could not daven, but yet at the time of Takonas Ezra, when the Takonas Ezra was in force, he allowed a Balkeri to read Kriyat Shema and to recite Berachas HaMazon. The reason is because Kriyat Shema and Berachas HaMazon are Doraisa, and that he didn't want to go that far with his Takana and block a Balkeri from fulfilling his Chovah Doraisa, but on the other hand, he allowed him to daven because Tefillah is only Derabbanan. So we see clearly from this Sugi in Berachas Chaf Aleph that for many days, until he's Tovel Lekerio, he will be enjoined from davening, because the Chiyuv to daven on a daily basis is not Doraisa, but rather Derabbanan. The second sugya that the Ramban invokes as proof to his Shita that Tefillah is only Derabbanan is the sugya in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph. And the Gemara asks a question that it says by Tefillah, im ischilu ein mafsikin, meaning if they started eating a meal, they don't have to be mafsik for Tefillah. And yet with regard to lulav, it says, notlo al shulchano, meaning that if he's in the middle of a meal, he has to stop in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the tefillah lulav. So why is it by tefillah he doesn't have to stop, he can continue his meal? Omar Rava, my kusha, dilma ha doraisa, ha derabbanan. With regard to lulav, it's a chovah doraisa, therefore he has to interrupt his meal in order to implement the mitzvah doraisa. With regard to tefillah, which is only a chiv derabbanan, he continues eating and he doesn't have to interrupt his meal. So based on these sugyas, the Ramban concludes that the drasha of Li'avdo Zui Tefillah is only Nasmachta, and at the end of his presentation, the Ramban says that it's possible that Tefillah might be Doraisa B'Shas Tzara, in a moment of crisis, because the Torah says in Parashas Ba'alos, Chavuk Yisavo, Milchom V'Yartzachem Al-Hatzor, Hatzor Eschem, V'Harei Osam B'Chatzotros, V'Nizkartem V'Tnei Hashem Al-Keichem. Says the Ramban, she mitzvah called Tzora Shetoval Atzibo Lizok Lefonov Bitfila Ubitrua. Notice when the Torah says Vari Osem Bechatzotros, this is a reference to both a verbal prayer, an oral prayer, which means tfila, and also a kli, through a kli when we blow the trua. If you take a look at the Kesef Mishnah at the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, he tries to defend the Rambam against the various sugyas quoted by the Ramban to undermine the Rambam. And that which the Gemara says Tefillah is the Rabbanon, that's the case of Kshemispalel Tefillah Ktsara Bios Kshahispalel Tefillah Ktsara Bios Ayom. The Gemara is addressing a case, a scenario in which he already fulfilled his chiyuv d'oraisa, he davened a short tefillah ktsara. And again, keep in mind that there's no d'oraisa requirement, even according to the Rambam, of minyan tefillah. So if he prayed and he fulfilled his obligation once a day, that's it, as far as the d'oraisa is concerned. And also, even if he only davened a tefillah ktsara, which is not the matbeya shetovu chachamim, that too is not a d'oraisa requirement. There's no matbeya mid'oraisa. And even the Rambam agrees to that, and therefore in those two cases, those two sugyas, where they enjoined him from davening while he was a balkeri during the act, you know, when the Takanas Ezra was in force, and also the sugya in Sukkah, that he doesn't have to interrupt his meal in order to daven, those were cases where he already fulfilled his chiyuv d'oraisa with the tefillah ktsara, and the Torah doesn't require neither a minyan tefillos in a day, nor a nusach ha-tefillah matbeah shel tefillah. He already fulfilled and discharged his d'oraisa obligation. Therefore, tefillah is only d'rabbanan. We can be mekil as far as the balkeri is concerned. I should say machmir as far as the balkeri, meaning to enjoin him for tefillah, and not being mekil like we did for balkeri with regard to kriyat shema berachas hamazon, because he was already mispal his chova d'oraisa, discharged his Torah requirement. And the same is true for the kula, that he doesn't have to be mafsik in the middle of his meal for the sake of tefillah, because he had already discharged his d'oraisa obligation. The Shagas Aryeh, which we mentioned earlier in Os Yudalid, was not happy with this answer, because Mechatesi, who says that the sugyas are talking about that scenario that he already davened, you know, that you're really whittling down the sugya with an ukimta that doesn't appear in the shas itself. You know, the Gemara very often says Mairi Irinon or Hakamai Askina, but here that was all omitted. The Merkavas HaMishnah and the Tzlach are more inclined towards the Kesef Mishnah than the Shagas Aryeh is, and they hold it's not Dachuk. And they even go as far as to say that we have no choice but to say that it must be a case where he had already fulfilled his mitzvah d'oraisa, because the Gemara says that he will read Kriyat Shema, and if he's reading Kriyat Shema, he is reciting the brachos of Kriyat Shema, and in the brachos of Kriyat Shema there are bakoshos. For example, v'sein b'libeinu, we ask Hashem to give us in our hearts the bina, the wisdom, and that itself is a kiyum of bakosha. So he already had fulfilled his mitzvah d'oraisa with birchas Kriyat Shema. The objection that one could raise on this approach, even if I grant you that within the context of birchas Kriyat Shema there is bakosha, but nevertheless the Rambam, when he presents the chiyuv d'oraisa of tefillah, he is pretty outspoken about the fact that the tefillah d'oraisa is an integration of three different elements. We begin with shevach, with praise to Hashem. Then we continue with bakoshas tzrochim, asking for our needs. And we conclude with hodaya, with some sort of thanks. Again, there's no tzuras tefillah, there's no matbeya tefillah, but we do need those three elements. And if that be the case, shall we present the following thesis, that with regard to Birchas Kriyat Shema, we have all three elements that together form an entity called Tefillah D'oraisa? And the answer is, and this is what the Or Sameach points out at the very beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, that all three dimensions of Tefillah D'oraisa actually find their expression in Birchas Kriyat Shema. Birchas Kriyat Shema begins and ends with Shevach, and in the middle there are Bakoshas. And therefore we could assume that since he's recited Birchas Kriyat Shema, he has fulfilled his mitzvah D'oraisa of Tefillah, and therefore what's left is the mitzvah derabbanan. There is a problem here which is a little bit off our main topic for today, and that is with regard to a Balkeri. It's not at all clear that a Balkeri recites Birchas Kriyat Shema. That has to be taken under advisement. And although he's already recited Kriyat Shema, is it clear that he already had recited Birchas Kriyat Shema? That seems to be a little bit dachuk to say that when the Gemara in Brachos talks about the heter of Kriyat Shema, but the iser of tefillah in the case of Takanas Ezra to Balkeri, that we're talking about a case where he already recited Birchas Kriyat Shema. That has to really be studied, but that's not for now. What we want to discuss now is the definition of the mitzvah of tefillah. What is its essence? And that means, according to the Rambam, tefillah d'oraisa, according to the other Rishonim, the Ramban, tefillah d'rabbanan, the three tefillos kvuos that we recite on a daily basis. And if you take a look at the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, which is the end of a parak called Ein Omdim, the Gemara establishes that a mispalel needs to have kavanas halev. And the simple interpretation of the Gemara is that he needs kavanas halev throughout the brachos, all the brachos of tefillah. And if he does not have the ability to focus, you know, he's distracted, and he won't be able to be mechavin in all the brachos, then at the very minimum, he should be mechavin eslibo bi'achas with regard to one of the brachos, and that is, says the Gemara, Birchas Avos. And that's how the Rambam paskins in Perek Yud, Milchas Tfilo, Mishas Pal, Volo Kiven eslibo yachsav ispal b'kavona, Vim Kiven eslibo bibracha rishona, Shuv eno tzarech. So the Rambam codifies in the 10th Perek of Milchas Tfilo the basic minimal requirement of kavana in the first bracha. And this halacha seems to be universally accepted. Halacha l'maisa, the Torah writes in Siman Kuf Aleph that ha'idna, now at time, we don't repeat the Shmon Esrei because of the lack of kavana, because probably when he repeats Shmon Esrei, karavu, it's probably going to be the case that lo yecham, and he won't have kavana in the second round either. So what does he gain by repeating Shmon Esrei? And that's how the Ramah codifies. So the Shulchan Aruch copies the Rambam as we saw it in Perek Yud without mentioning that in our time he should not repeat the Shmon Esrei. But again, even according to the Torah and the Rambam, according to the strict letter of the law, if there was no Kavana at all, for example, he didn't have Kavana even in Avos, he has not discharged his duty and he would have to repeat Shmon Esrei. Again, the problem is that when he repeats, he won't have Kavana either, so he didn't gain anything. But in the pure theory, in the abstract halacha as it's formulated, he has not fulfilled his obligation to tefillah. He didn't have kavan in the first bracha. So when we look at the Siman Kuf Aleph, we open up to the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brura, who writes that it would seem, l'chora, it would appear to be that if after he finished Avos, he reminds himself, hey, you know, I didn't have kavana, at that point he should stop dead in his tracks. He should not continue to be mispalel, because according to Ikra Adin, he's not fulfilled his duty, because he didn't have kavana, the barest minimum kavana in Avos. How can he continue to be mispalel all the entire balance of his brachos, his tefilos with Shem Hashem will be for naught? The Chayadam in Siman Chav Dalid seems to assume that even in such a case, he should continue with his tefillah. But we really have to understand this psak of the Chayadam against the Bir Halacha. Why? What sense would it make for him to continue his tefillah? It's not a tefillah. He can't fulfill his obligation with his tefillah because he's already missed Kavana Likuva in the primary bracha, the first bracha. So all his brachas are going to be bracha levatola. How do we understand the psak of the Chayod? And here we want to open up the stipler in Kilos Yaakov to Brachos Chav Zayin, and he writes that what we have to say in order to understand this psak of the Chayodam is that even though mi ikar adin he has to daven a second time, nevertheless, his brachos are not considered brachos levatol, because even without kavana, there is an inyan, there is a kiyum of tefillah through amira bialma, even without kavana. Simply, the mechanical act of reciting the tefillos, inherent in that amira is a kiyum tefillah even without kavana. So therefore, if a person cannot be mechavein at all, he's yefshal lechavein b'shum part of the ofen, nevertheless, if he went ahead and he davened, and he has what we call the amiras hatfila without kavana, ovid nami mitzvah ela shechiser kavana v'tzarech lachzor. Again, in our time, maybe not, but mikra din, in order to be mekayim tefila bechavana. In other words, the Kilos Yaakov is postulating two different dinim or kiyumim in tefila. There's tefila with kavana, and there's amiras tefila without kavana. Again, it's a tzarech iyun, and the Kilos Yaakov himself asks this question, minayin, how do we know this? What's the basis, the source for these two dinim in tefila? But be that as it may, that's the only way apparently you can justify the psak of the chayodim, that if a person already, after finishing Magen Avos, realizes that he left out kavana and he wasn't yotzei chiyuv, he still continues to daven. And the question is, what about all the brachos? They'll all be brachos l'atola. The answer could only be that there is some sort, he could salvage some sort of kiyum, albeit not the kiyum of tefillah b'kavana, but the kiyum of amira b'tefillah, and that itself is meaningful and undermines the violation of bracha l'shav of motzi shem shemayim l'vatola. What the source is for this two kiyumim of tefillah, that's very difficult. At the beginning of the fourth parak of brachos, which is called tefillah sashachar, the Mishnah addresses the issue of tefillah shachris. When is the zman of tefillah shachris? When is the latest time for tefillah shachris? And the Mishnah records a machlokus between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Tanakama rules that tefillah shachar ad chatzos, the entire morning until chatzos hayom, you can be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah shachar. So Rabbi Yehuda says ad arba shos, and the Braisa quoted there at the beginning of the fourth parak of brachos presents the thesis that the machlokus, the yisod machlokus here, is about the karban tamid. Can the karban tamid in the Beis Hamikdash be brought until chatzos, or is the cutoff point arba shos shel yom? And Rav Kahana in the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Zayin says that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda because the Mishnah bibchirasa kavase, and that's how the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tefillah Paragim Halacha Aleph that the self zman of Tefillah Shachris is shah revius. But here the Rambam adds a chiddush. This is Perek Gimel of Tefillah Halacha Aleph. The Rambam says, "Ovar ota vispalel achar arba shos ad chatzos hayom." If he went ahead and he davened after the fourth hour, so the Rambam says, "Yotza yidei chovas tefillah, avolo yotza yidei chovas tefillah bizmana." The Rambam postulates that there are two fundamentally different obligations. There's the obligation of tefillah in and of itself, and then there's the obligation of tefillah bizmana in its time. He missed the fourth hour, and therefore he forfeits the mitzvah of tefillah bizmana. But nevertheless, up until chatzos, he can fulfill that basic nitty-gritty chovas tefillah, although it's not chovas tefillah bizmana. The Rif in Brachos seems to reflect the same distinction. And the question is, where's the source for this? I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Chacham seems to be arguing in an all-or-nothing kind of controversy. It's all-or-nothing. Either you daven before the Arba Shos go to Rabbi Yehuda, or you're out. According to Chacham, you have until the sixth hour. From the fact that Rambam requires tefillah bizman until the fourth hour, we derive that he passes like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what we saw in Rav Kahana in the Gemara. But what is Chovas tefillah up until Chatzos? In general, I don't understand this phrase, chovas tefillah. What is chovas tefillah and what's chovas tefillah bizmano? What are these two categories? The Kesef Mishnah points to a Gemara on Daf Chavav as the source for this Rambam and the Rif who preceded the Rambam. In the case of Tah, he made a mistake. V'lo ispal shachris. He completely omitted shachris. Mispalel mincha shtayim. He has to daven twice. In other words, he has to add a second tefillah, tashlumin, to replace shachris. Ad chatzos. However, if he davened before chatzos, the Gemara says, Yahavile schar tefillah bizmano. He still has, again, this reflects the Shita of the Chachamim, has obtained the fulfillment of the mitzvah of tefillah bizmana. Mikan v'yelech, if he prays after chatzos, in the afternoon, is schar tefillah yahavle. He does achieve a kiyum of sorts, and he will be duly rewarded for tefillah. He gets schar tefillah, but schar tefillah bizmana lo yahavle. He will not fulfill the mitzvah of tefillah bizmana after chatzos. So what we have here, says the Kesef Mishnah, is a source for the Rambam to differentiate between tefillah and tefillah bizmana. Again, the Rambam shifts it upwards earlier in the day to the end of the fourth hour till chatzos ayom, because the Rambam reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But even Rabbi Yehuda would allow you to daven and recommend that you daven after zman tefillah, because although you haven't obtained the kiyum of tefillah bizmana, you still have a chovas tefillah. And that chovas tefillah, according to Rabbi Yehuda, would extend until chatzos hayom. According to Chachamim, the chovas tefillah without zmana extends beyond chatzos hayom. And that's when it applies. Here we have the kasha of the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah says that the Gemara, the sugya in Chavav, which is invoked by the Kesef Mishnah, does not support the Rambam. The two distinct issues. Lo dami. Hasam. Halo mispalel bizman hamincha. Varei tefilas hamincha. Bo'ol tashlumin al tefilah acher shehichsir. Says the Lechem Mishnah what the Gemara means by chovas tefilah, by davening after chatzos, if he didn't daven before, is the Gemara is referring to tashlumin. He's already into another zman, namely the zman mincha. If he's in the Zman Mincha, then there's Halach of Tashlumin, and he davens one tefillah b'toras Mincha, and a subsequent second tefillah b'toras Tashlumin for the Shachris that he didn't daven. That's what the Gemara means when it says that he forfeits tefillah b'zmana, but he does have a Chovas tefillah. Avolhocha, but here in the case of the Rambam, and as we said before in the Rif, hello, ein zu tefillah b'zmana, you're after the fourth hour. And once you've extended yourself beyond the fourth hour, which is the Sof Zman Tefillah Shachris going to review that we paskin like, minayin lonu l'chari sheish chovas tefillah she'ena bizmana. How can you have an obligation of tefillah that's not bizmana? You know, if you want to call it tashlumin, maybe, but don't call it a chovas tefillah. It's very strange that the Rambam would say yotzi yedei chovas tefillah. I mean, how can he be makayim chovas tefillah? You want to talk about tashlumin? That's something else. And it would seem, based on the Rambam's language of Chovas Tefillah, that he's talking about Chovas Tefillah d'oraisa, because the Rambam writes afterwards, Shekshem shetefillah mitzvah na Torah kach mitzvah divrem lispalos of bizmana. Notice the Rambam insists on this fundamental distinction between Tefillah d'rabbanon, which has a zman tefillah, and Tefillah the Raisa, which doesn't have his zman tefillah, you're not limited, it's once a day, and the Rambam says that's why he can be mekayim his chovas tefillah even after the fourth hour, because the requirement of a fourth hour, you know, limitation is only a derabbanan requirement within the context of zman tefillah. The rabbanan have a limitation of zman tefillah, and that chovas zman tefillah, which is the rabbanan in the case of shachris, terminates or expires with the fourth hour. Beyond that, you have a chovas tefillah d'oraisa. You haven't davened yet mid-oraisa. And that would be the simple pshat in the Rambam that when the Rambam says Chovas Tefillah, what he means is Chovas Tefillah Doraisa, even after the fourth hour, you forfeited Tefillah Derabbanan because there's a Zman element, a requirement, a condition of Zman, but with regard to Doraisa, there's no requirement of Zman. And therefore, a person could fulfill, according to the Rambam, the din Tefillah Doraisa, even Shalom Zmanah. Like, for example, the Gemara says, Halavai Shis Palodim Kol Hayom Kula. A person can daven the entire day. It means he's oblivious to Zmani HaTefillah. He's not limited because that's Tefillah Doraisa. And the Rambam, if you go back to Perek Alpha Lachates, says that if a person wants to be Mosif L'Ispal Kol Hayom Kula Rishus B'Yado, the language of the Rambam would seem to indicate that there's no requirement of Zman Tefillah, whether it's Shachris or Mincha, and on a Doraisa level, he could daven as many tefillahs as he wants. And that could be what the Rambam is talking about in the period of time after the fourth hour. His intention is for a Chovas Tefillah Doraisa. That's what the Rambam means by Chovas Tefillah. And later on, we're going to see that a tefillah without kavana, meaning he doesn't understand what the words mean, that according to Reb Chaim has a shame tefillah, because he has the fundamental kavanah of Omed Lifnei Hashem, but there's another tefillah, another kavanah requirement of Pirush HaMilos. Tefillah without that kavanah of Pirush HaMilos is a tefillah. What the pshat is that the basic kavanah to establish a tefillah d'oraisa and fulfill that chiyuv is established by the kavanah of Omed Lifnei Hashem. The kavanah of Pirush HaMilos, insofar as the Rabbanon were misaking them at Bay of Tefillah, that's only a Rabbanon requirement. And in a Rabbanon requirement, there is such an entity called Tefillah without kavanah. And therefore, in a case we didn't have kavanah for Pirush HaMilos, which is a Rabbanon requirement of kavanah, nevertheless, he still has a shame Tefillah, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of Tefillah. But in such a case, would he have to be mispalel? If he was mispalel without kavana, he has forfeited the mitzvah derabbanan. Again, we're talking about Pirush HaMilos, but he does have tefillah d'oraisa. So let's just summarize what we've been saying here in the Rambam. We're offering the following pshat. The Rambam has two entities of tefillah. One is obligatory midoraisa, and that's once a day without any requirement of a nusach hatfilah. He's not limited to his manat tefillah. There's no condition of a nusach hatfilah to read and recite a certain matbeah tefillah. All that is waived on a doraisa level. Then there's a chiyuv tefillah derabbanan, which requires, number one, zman tefillah, number two, kavanas pirush hamilos, because the matbeah was instituted by the chachamim. And in cases where he forfeited either the Zman Tefillah, which is a rabbinic requirement, or Kavanah L'Pirush HaMilos, which is the Rabbanan requirement condition, he can nevertheless fulfill his obligation of Tefillah D'Oraisa, even if he did so after the Zman Tefillah has expired, or if he did it without Kavanah L'Pirush HaMilos, as we'll soon see later on. Now, if this be the case, then perhaps we could understand the chiddush of the Merkavas HaMishnah. There's a machlokes amoroyim between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yeshua at the very beginning of the fourth parak of Brachos, Chavav Amid Beis. Rabbi Yossi holds that tefillos avos tiknum. They were established by the avos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Keneged tmidim tiknum. Meaning that the tefillos parallel, correspond the karbanos, the tmidin. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph Milchus Tfil Halacha Hei, codifies the halacha of keneged tmidim tiknum, that the minyan atfilos was established by the chachamim to correspond to the minyan of karbanos, two tfilos on a daily basis, corresponding to the two tmidim, the Tom Shel Shach, Tom Shel Benavayim, and on a day in which they added another carbon, namely the carbon Musaf, the Chachamim established an additional tefillah, a third tefillah, which is connected to the carbon Musaf. And in addition, says the Rambam, the Chachamim made a takana that a person should daven once at night Tfilas Arvis. Why says the Ram? Because every Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is Akli V'Olchim Kol HaLaila. Because there was Haktaras Eivarim Ve'Murim at night. So again, we still maintain the Keneged Korbanos Tiknu, but not the two Tmidim in this case, but rather the Haktaras Eivarim, which took place during the course of the night. But the Rambam says that that third Tefillah ain't Tefillas Arvis Chova Ki Tefillas Shachris U'Mincha. It's not an obligatory mitzvah, because once again, there's no carbon that's brought at night. The Beis HaMikdash is closed to business. But nevertheless, there is a takana, shall we call it a kiyum tefillah without a chovas tefillah for arvus. That's called rishus. However, says the Ram, kvar nagu kol Yisrael v'chol makomos moshoseim l'spal arvus. It's an absolute and universally accepted minog to daven ma'ariv everywhere on the face of the earth, and they accepted upon themselves a tefillah of arvis as if it were a tefillah chova. But one thing is crystal clear: the Rambam has codified Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's opinion, namely tefillos keneged tmidim tiknu, that the tefillos were established to correspond to the korbanos. And the question is how to reconcile, and this is a kash of many of the achronim, the Farshia Rambam, the Lechemish, and others, how to reconcile this Rambam with the Rambam in Hilchas Molochim Perek Tes. The Rambam there delineates the mitzvos that were given before Matan Torah. For example, the Rambam's language is Ba Avram v'nitztava yeser al elunos. In addition to the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, Avram Avinu was commanded b'mila, and that's a mitzvah that was given before Matan Torah. And then the Rambam gives a second example, and that is Shachris. What's his language? For who is Palel Shachris? That Avram Avinu established Tefillah Shachris, Yitzchak Hifrish Maaser V'Hosef Tefillah Cheres Lifnos Yom, the Yaakov Hosef Gid Anosh Tefillas Arvis. We see clearly that the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes, in delineating those mitzvahs that were obligatory before Matan Torah and they were established by the Avos, the Rambam has Shachris Minchem Ma'ariv, which means the Rambam is now reflecting not Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in the Gemara Brachos, but rather Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, who's of the opinion that Tfilos Avos Tiknu. So let's have it one way or the other, we should say to the Rambam. Either Tfilos Keneged Korbanos Tiknu, as you codify yourself in Nichos Tfila, or Tfilos Keneged, not Korbanos, but rather Keneged Avos Tiknu, as you have it in Perek Tes Milchus Molochim. So Lechem Mishnah in Nichos Tfila, towards the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, points out this Lechoras Thira, and he says that the Rambam is basing himself on what the Gemara says, that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Asmechinu Rabbanon Akarbonos, the language of Rabbi Yossi is Asmechinu Rabbanon Akarbonos, meaning even if Tefillos Olos Tiknum, nevertheless, we need Keneged Tmidim Umusafim Tiknum, because even Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, who is the Baal's Dea that says Tfilos Avos Tiknum, says that Rabbonin Asmechu Akarbonos. So in the context of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, we see an integration of both Tfilos Avos Tiknum, which is explicit, and implicitly, as we saw the Gemara analyzes Rabbi Yossi Rab Chanina, that Asmachinu Rabbonon Akorbonos, the Rabbonon are not oblivious to the laws of Korbonos, and they too impact on the Chovas Tefillah de Rabbonon, so that we could say that even if Avos Tiknum, nevertheless the Ram is justified by saying Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, because even the Mandi Omar Rabbi Yossi, who holds Tefillas Avos Tiknum, accepts the Shita of Avos Tiknum. And if you take a look at the Ar Samech, the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, he adds that since the Gemara brings Raisos to support both Shitos, whether it's Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Therefore, the Rambam assumes Kishtei Adeos Kam Yachad, like both opinions together. This is the presentation of the Or Sameach, that the Rambam integrates both Avos Tiknum and Keneged Korbanos Tiknum. And even though Keneged Avos Tiknum, that's as far as Ikar HaTfilah, but that was for themselves, the Takana of Tfilah for others, which they were knowing Liatzman, was a reflection of Keneged Korbanos Tiknum. So again, in the context of Rameir Simcha, we have a much more complex integration of Avos and Korbanos. The Avos were attacking their own personal tefillos, their own personal obligation vis-a-vis tefillah. But for others, they were basing themselves on the Korbanos. And it could very well be possible that even though tefillos Avos Tiknum, that's not Machayavos after Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah, we have to follow the Avos. But after Matan Torah, Nitna Torah Nischad Shalacha, there's no violation of Lo Sasser here with regard to what was established by the Avos. And therefore, there was another Takana that was made, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, who maintains that Avos Tiknum, is going to have to agree that Asbachinu Rabbona Korbanos, because there couldn't be a Chalos Chiyuv for us in the post-Matan Torah period to fulfill the Takon of the Avos, the Chachom had to come and introduce the element of Korbanos in order to establish a Chova. And that could be the deeper meaning of the Lecha Mishnah's reconciliation of the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah with the Rambam in Perek Tes in Hilchos Melachim. Yes, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, in the context of Mitzvos, Kodem Matan Torah, establishes that Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov each respectively established the Tefillah, but that's not enough to be Mechayev us. The ultimate Mechayev, and this is something that even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina would accept, even though he holds that Tefillah's Avos Tiknum, is that despite the fact that the Avos were attacking the three Tefillahs, that doesn't engender a Chiyuv to impose upon us in the post-Matan Torah period. For that we need Asmachinu Rabbanon Akorbanos, which means Tfilos Keneged Tmidim Tiknu. And the Merkevus HaMishnah assumes this Pshat. And both Tfilos Avos Tiknum and Tfilos Keneged Korbanos Tiknum, Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, are both correct. And the Rambam would accept both. And he adds that because of the Takonis Avos, the Zman Tfilah Shachris is the entire morning, up until Chatzos. And we're not limited to Dalet Shos. But once the Chachzal were Asmachinu HaKorbanos, and that's Mechayvos today, because again, Tfilah Avos Tiknum is not Mechayvos today, then the Korbanos will set for the Rabbanon, in the context of the Takona, a Zman, a limited Zman, which corresponds to the limitation Zman of the Tmidin. And since the Korban Tamid is brought, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, no later than Arba Shos, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Tfilah Bizmana that was established by the Chacham Keneged Tmidin Tiknum after the fourth hour. However, what about the Chovas Tfilah of Takonis Avos? That still is maintained. So the Merkavas HaMishnah is disagreeing with one important point that we said before, when we said that Nitna Torah v'Nischad Shalacha completely undermines the Chiyuv Tefillah of Tefillah Keneged Avos Tiknum. That's not exactly so. At least not in the framework of the Rambam, the way the Merkavas HaMishnah understood the Rambam. Because since the Rambam has codified in Perek Tes Milchus Molochim the concept of Tefillos Avos Tiknum, it must be that in some sense that takana of the Avos still is in force today, even post Matan Torah, to obligate us in Tefillah. And the Tefillos of Avos are not limited by this Mani HaKorbanos, and that's what the Rambam means when he says that he has a Chovas Tefillah up until Chatzos, and he can fulfill that Chovas Tefillah even according to Rabbi Yehuda, because although the Tamid terminates at Dalet Shos, that's as far as Keneged Tmidim Tiknum, but as far as the Ikar Chiyuv of Takonis Avos is concerned, that could be Mechayev us even past the fourth hour. But of course, it's a very strange concept here, the integration of, according to this Mekavis HaMishnah, of two different takonos, one takona of avos. What do we need a takona of keneged tmidim if you're assuming that the takonas avos is still mechayvos today? I mean, bishleim, according to our pshat, the takonas avos terminates with matan Torah nicha. We need keneged karbonas tiknu, a new takonas chovas tefila. But if, according to the Merkavas HaMishnah, the Rambam establishes that the keneged the avos tiknu is still mechayvos today, so why did the Anshei Knesset HaGdol feel compelled to make a takon of keneged tmidim when there was an earlier takona made by the Avos, and it still is mechayvos today? In effect, what the Chachom are doing is they're whittling down our time for tefillah. I mean, why do they feel compelled to do so? Why not have an expanded zman tefillah based on Avos Tiknum, since Avos Tiknum is mechayvos even today? Furthermore, the source for the Rif in the Rambam, that he could fulfill his chovas tefillah even after the zman tefillah, not clear. The Rif and the Rambam were not mechadish svara denafshe, their own svara. They had to derive this from the Gemara itself. And in the Gemara, in the context of the sugya, the Gemara is only discusses liachar zman tefillah from the perspective of tashlumin. It doesn't introduce the concept of tefillos keneged avos tiknum. And with regard to tashlumin, even though he's missed the tefillah bizmana, he's mispalel that same tefillah bizmana through tashlumin. But how do we know that there's a chovas tefillah that's not in any way impacted by zmaniyat tefillah? And if he's not basing himself on tashlumin, what is the basis for this chovas tefillah outside of the framework of the zmaniyat tefillah that were established by the Chachamim? And perhaps we could take this a little bit further if we analyze Reb Chaim's breakthrough chiddush in Hilchos Tefillah Perek Daled. The Rambam, according to Reb Chaim, establishes two separate, fundamentally different dinim and requirements of kavana with regard to tefillah. The first kavana, we mentioned it earlier, is omed lifnei Hashem, that he's standing in the presence of Hashem, and that's, according to Reb Chaim, the maisa tefillah that establishes and engenders a maisa tefillah. Without the kavana of omed lifnei Hashem, he doesn't have a maisa tefillah, he's misasik bi'alma. And Reb Chaim establishes that that requirement of kavana applies from the beginning of tefillah through the end of tefillah. Without it, he doesn't have a maisa tefillah. And that's why the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet Halacha Tesvav called tefillah sheni b'kavana eina tefillah, via mispal below kavana chozer mispal b'kavana. And this is the kavana about which the Rambam writes over there, that if a person sees that he's daito mishubesis libo torah, he can't focus, he can't concentrate, also lolis palachitis yashiv daito, because he doesn't have the ability of engendering a maisa tefillah, he'll just be misasik bi'alma. Then, says Reb Chaim, there's a second requirement of kavana, and that's a requirement that's not a universal requirement to set up a maisa, but it's a separate requirement of pirish hamilim. We have to have kavana for the meaning of the words that we're saying to God in that dialogue, in that prayerful dialogue. And that's what the Gemara means when it says, kiveh libo b'yavos yotza, codified by the Rambam in Perek Yud Miltus Tzvila. And it's interesting that we fast forward from Perek Dalet, six prakim later, to Perek Yud, to find out that there's a second din, or requirement of kavana. And that's called Pirish HaMilim, which requires in Avos, as the barest minimum, that's absolutely indispensable, the Kavana Pirish HaMilim. So the Rambam writes, Mishis Palo V'lo Kivin Eslivo Yachzor V'is Palo B'Kavana V'im Kivin Eslivo B'Brocha Rishon Eshuvei Netzarech. There the Rambam doesn't say, he doesn't add the additional paragraph that if a person sees that he can't be Mechavin at Avos, he shouldn't be Mispalel. Why does he omit that point, which he made earlier in Perek Dalet, says the Reb Chaim, because even though he would not be able to have kavana, he's not capable of kavana in Avos, and therefore he's going to have to repeat his Shmon Esrei, nevertheless, he still has a chovas tefillah that's incumbent upon him, even if he wouldn't be mechavim pa'avos, because the shame tefillah itself, which is engendered by the kavana of Omid L'fnei Hashem he's capable of. He's not capable of thinking and concentrating on the Pirush HaMilos. But nevertheless, he's a Gavra Bar Chiyuva because he has the basic capacity for the Ma'isa Tefillah, namely the Kavan of Omid L'fnei Hashem. The Chazon Ish, in his Gilyonos, argues on this Reb Chaim. He holds that there's always some sort of latent Kavana, even if he's not explicitly having the Kavana that he's Omid L'fnei HaMelech, L'fnei HaShechina. Nevertheless, somewhere in the deeper recesses of his consciousness, which the Chazon Ish, the nomenclature of the Chazon Ish, the phrase is Kavanas Keha, he has some sort of weaker Kavana, even if he's not thinking explicitly that he's Omid L'fnei HaMelech, but after all he's talking to the king, he must be realizing in some dimension of his subconsciousness, some part of his brain, that he is standing in front of Hashem. And therefore, even if he's not thinking befa'al, be'ofen muda, he's not aware of the fact that he's standing in front of Hashem, because he's not thinking about that. Nevertheless, he does have this kavana keya that he is standing with L'fnei Hashem. And therefore, there's no situation in which that basic kavana for the ma'aseh tefillah that Reb Chaim postulates is lacking, is missing, is deficient. And the Rambam in Perek Dalet is really giving us an introduction to what he's going to say six prakim later in Perek Yud about kavana in general. But getting back to Reb Chaim insists that there are fundamentally two different categories of kavanos. There's kavana shalomid l'fnei Hashem, and there's kavana for pirush hamilos. And the Chazon Ish seems to accept that basic fundamental distinction, just the Chazon Ish says that there's always an assumption, there's always an innate kavana shu omid l'fnei Hashem. So if we accept this distinction based on Reb Chaim and the Lashonos of the Rambam, then even in a situation where he doesn't fulfill the mitzvah ketikuna, the mitzvah of tefillah the way it is, for example, he omits the pirish kavanas pirish hamilos, but there is a chal shem tefillah which is salvaged by virtue of the first basic kavana, the kavana that he's omid l'fnei Hashem. So therefore, even if he's not aware of the pirush hamilos, he is still a mispalel. We can categorize him and can describe it as a mispalel. Even though he wasn't mekayim his chovas tefillah kimitzvasa, because again the rabbanim required kavanah l'pirush hamilos, he didn't even have that in avos. Then we can justify that his brachos are not brachos levatola. And that was the chayodim that we began with. You know, the chayodim postulates that even though he catches himself after avos and he realizes, hey, I didn't have kavanah in avos, he can still nevertheless continue to daven. And the question was, what kind of tefillah is he's mekayim? And we had the presentation of the Stipler that there are two types of tefillos, two didim in tefillah. There's a tefillah, a kavanah tefillah without kavanah, just amiras a tefillah. What perhaps we could say is that although he doesn't have the kavanah pirush hamilos, and therefore he hasn't fulfilled that dimension of kavanah, but nevertheless we still can salvage the basic vice of tefillah, since he has kavanah that he's omid l'fnei Hashem. And that he can achieve even if he doesn't have kavanah in birchas ha'avos for the pirush hamilos. So his mind blanks out in avos. He doesn't have any clue what words are coming out of his mouth, but he knows, he's aware of the fact that he's standing l'fnei Hashem, because otherwise there's nothing to talk about. That might be the psak, the ruling of the Chayadam, that although he's not aware of pirush hamilos in avos, and he hasn't fulfilled his mitzvah, he has to be chozer mispal, nevertheless he can continue davening, because at least, albeit he will fulfill his Chiyuv Tefillah D'Oraisa, insofar as he has the basic Kavanah fundamentally of Omid L'fnei Hashem, which sets up a Ma'isa Tefillah. Why is the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha so ballistic, he so fiercely objects to the Psak of the Chayadim, and he doesn't allow you to continue in Shmon Esrei if you realize that you prayed Avos without Kavanah? Because the Mishnah Berurah understood, based on the tour and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, that if a person, when the Gemara says if a person is Mishar that he can't have Kavanah, he shouldn't daven, it means even if he doesn't have Kavanah ba'avos, he shouldn't daven at all. The Rambam never spells that out clearly, but if the Rambam in Perek Yud is interpreting and elaborating what he established in Perek Dalit, so in Perek Dalit, the Rambam formulates the halacha that if it's daito mishubeshes and he can't concentrate, he shouldn't daven. The Rambam explains what he means, b'yeter pirut in Perek Yud, and when he talks about kavon and avos, he means to say that if he cannot have kavon and avos, he shouldn't daven at all. So that means that this halach of kavana in avos, according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding, is absolutely indispensable. That's the way you can fulfill tefillah, and that's the only way you could fulfill tefillah. It would be fascinating to analyze this interpretation of the Bir Halach in the light of the fundamental question, which is universal all over Shas: do the Rabbanan have the ability to redefine a mitzvah in such a way that they undermine a kiyum doraisa because of the conditions that they superimpose? Meaning, if we assume that there would be a kiyum doraisa of a person who's mispal and he has the kavod of omid lifnei hashchina, but the Rabbanan added a requirement of kavanas pirush hamilim, could it be that that kavanas pirush hamilim now undermines the kiyum tefillah doraisa? We are completely robbed from the ability of being makayim a kiyum doraisa through this tefillah. He's standing up in Shmona Esrei. Now he's coming to fulfill the matbea bracha shetiknu chachamim, and part of that matbea bracha is have kavana in the very least for avos. If he can't do that, then osalo lispalel, because that's the tefillah of Shmona Esrei. Yeah, maybe if he wants to pray, you know, his own silent prayer to Hashem and formulate his own words, and he has the three dimensions of tefillah d'oraisa of shevach, bakosh, and odoya, maybe that he can fulfill. But to continue his Shmona Esrei as a heft of tefillah d'rabbanan, the way the Chachamim established the Matbeah Shel Tefillah with the Nusach HaTefillah, that he cannot do because the Rabbanan imposed a condition of the barest minimum of kavanas pirush hamilos in achas, meaning in avos. And once he sets up his tefillah, the Rabbanan required that at the very least he should have kavana that he is understanding avos. And that's what the word achas means. That she'd have kavana and achas. But again, the approach that we're offering in the context of the Chayonim's psak is something that we can accept, namely that although he has forfeited the kiyum tefillah de Rabbanan, once he lacks kavon and avos, he can still obtain the kiyum doraisa because he has the kavon of omed lifnei hashchina. Therefore, the chayodim allows him to continue his Shmona Esrei. In any event, we've spoken about the ma'isa tefillah. The ma'isa tefillah has elements of shevach, of bakasha, and the kiyum of all this is avodas Hashem, derived from the pasuk liyavdo, bechal levavchem eizi avodish belev zui tefila, and the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Tefila writes mitzvah asei lispal bechal yom, and the Rambam says that lavodish Hashem bechal yom betefila. That I mean, the Rambam has in the pnim he has mitzvah asei lispal bechal yom, whereas in his koteret in the introduction he defines the mitzvah as lavodish Hashem bechal yom betefila. And basically, there are two different definitions here. There's the Maisa mitzvah, and the Kiyum mitzvah. The Maisa mitzvah is one thing, and the Kiyum is something else. And that happens over and over again. Rav Soloveitchik used to always tell us about the mitzvah of shofar. There's a Maisa mitzvah of Shmias called shofar. And then there's the Kiyum shebelev of tefillah. And In a similar way, we have many other mitzvahs where the Maisa mitzvah and the Kiyuma mitzvah are separate. If we apply this structure to the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, we could say that in the Koteret, he's defining the Kiyuma mitzvah. The Kiyuma mitzvah is avoda. And that's what he says, Lavadus Hashem b'chol yom b'tefillah. The goof, HaMaisa mitzvah, that's Lehispalel. And that's what the Rambam indicates in the Pnim, in the Halachas themselves, Perek Aleph Halach Aleph. And we saw in many different expressions this distinction in the Lashonus of Rambam between what he writes in the Koteres and what he writes in the Pnim. You'll see that in the Rambam in regard to Mitzvah V'Riyah and Simchas Regolim, Piri V'Rivya, and many other cases. And here also, the Maisa Mitzvah is Kshu omed lispalel, and he's being mavakish racham, the kiwa mitzvah, the inyan, the depths of the mitzvah, and that's what he has to obtain through the ma'aseh mitzvah, is avodas Hashem, oso sava lovdu b'chol avavchem. That's the avoda. The tzura of the avoda is fulfilled through a particular ma'aseh mitzvah, when he stands in front of Hashem, he's mischanin, he's mavakish tzrochov, he's an eved who stands in front of his master. That's already the ma'aseh tefillah, and the ma'aseh tefillah itself is meant to achieve the ultimate goal of Avdus, of making him an Eved Hashem. And perhaps we can speak about two different takanos with regard to the mitzvah derabbanan, and that is to be an Oved Hashem and to be Mavakish Rachamim, but that we'll have to leave for another discussion, Bli Neder, in the future. Thank you very much.